Turner Station is a historically African-American community in southeastern Baltimore County, and people who live there say they just don't trust the police. This comes after years of seeing black people treated unfairly by police. At the same time, however, Turner Station residents say they need help with a growing crime problem. WIPR's John Lee has more.
Maya Jeffries told a recent community meeting in Dundalk that she and her daughter were pulled over for speeding one night, and that led to her being tased, her daughter being pepper sprayed, and both of them being locked up.
No reason, no excuses, all because I asked him a question about what he was doing with my child.
A Baltimore County Police spokeswoman says they cannot comment on an open internal investigation, but adds both were charged with assaulting a police officer and resisting arrest. Davon Truitt says she fears for her 16-year-old son, who is learning to drive.
My biggest fear is that my son will be a Trayvon Martin, a Michael Brown, a Sandra Bland. The list goes on and on. I'm afraid for my son.
She and Jeffries were telling their stories to Baltimore County's Equitable Policing Work Group. County Executive Johnny Oshevsky formed the panel after 2018 data showed African Americans, who make up about 30% of the county's population, got traffic tickets more than twice as often as white drivers. But it's more than just traffic stops, says Bernadette Young. She told the panel what happened when the police caught her nephew and others smoking marijuana.
The Caucasian kids, they let go. My nephew and them, they set them on the curb. And I told him, I said, you know, I hate to say it, this is a white and black thing, and it shouldn't be like that.
Young says she was raised right in the Turner Station community. It was a thriving African-American enclave of homes, churches, and businesses. But Young and others complain that crime has increased as new people have moved into their neighborhood. They say they want more police walking the streets and on bicycle patrols. They want more effective diversity training, and they want more police officers who look like them. About 15% of county police officers are African American. Troy Williams, Baltimore County's chief diversity and inclusion officer, says the work group is hearing from people who want effective policing.
So I don't think all is lost. I think this is an opportunity for us to get better.
Gloria Nelson, president of the Turner Station Conservation Teams, a community organization, says they've put the word out that they want to work with police, but not everyone is getting the message.
Especially when the perception is that someone is getting stopped unnecessarily.
And missing from this community meeting were young people. And that did not go unnoticed by Turner Station resident Linwood Jackson.
If we don't get this youth in here, we're hitting a brick wall.
Marisha White, president of the Turner Station Recreation Council, says for many young people in their community, reality and perception go hand in hand.
And if they feel intimidated at this day and age, they're acting out. They're not fearful of much.
The Equitable Policing Work Group is to make recommendations to Oshevsky. But Melissa Battaker with the watchdog group, Baltimore County Justice Coalition, is skeptical.
So my concern is that, one, that the recommendations are not going to come to fruition, and two, that even if they do, that the police are not going to follow through with those recommendations.
Police Chief Melissa Hyatt says they are listening and they want to improve the department's relationship with communities like Turner Station.
Because at the end of the day, that's what's really important.
The work group's report is expected by August. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.